This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Well, yesterday morning I was asking the question, how real are you? Are you into pretending? And I said that Jesus was actually telling stories about people. And many of the people in the crowds were made up of people who were, I guess, spiritual snobs. And this story, and I'm talking about the story that we find there in Luke chapter 18, 9 to 14, the story of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Two of these men went to pray. And Jesus said, look, to some who were confident of their own righteousness and goodness, they looked down on other people. Jesus said this parable, or he told this parable in Luke 18, verse 9. There were people who were snobs. They looked down on people. To some who were complacently pleased with themselves and their moral performance, they looked down their noses at the common people. That's how the message paraphrase actually says for Luke 18, verse 9. They were super saints, but unfortunately they weren't real. And that's why Jesus told this story, the Pharisee and the tax collector. They would have understood, people who heard this story would have understood about a good guy and a bad guy, but the problem was, with Jesus, who was who? You see, he was going up, this Pharisee was going to pray, and that's nothing extraordinary. The Pharisees were very good at praying. The Pharisee, the word there means the separated ones. They were from a strict group of people that prayed, and, you know, they were the head of the synagogue. They knew all the rules and regulations. The good guy, you know, he wore the white hat. And the second man, he seemed a bit out of place here. He was a tax collector going to the temple to pray. He was sort of the bad guy of the story. And, you know, he was not the sort of person people wanted their kids to look up to. But Jesus, of course, said, there's something in this story. God, I thank you, he said. This was the Pharisee, that I am not like other people. You know, I do all the right things. I'm not like this tax collector over there. Now, this prayer has 33 words, roundabout, you know, depending what translation, and five of these words are the word I. It's, you know, saying me, all about me. But then the awkwardness comes through in the tax collector. God, he said, he wouldn't even look up. God, have mercy on me. He said, I'm a sinner. There were no flowing robes here and no fancy words. No comparisons. Who would he compare himself to anyway? No good deeds. It was just a pardon, a real prayer from the heart, asking God, beating his chest, asking for mercy, undeserved favour. So Jesus finished that story by telling them who was actually made right before God. He said the tax man, he went home right with God. And I guess every jaw in that crowd dropped. Can you hear them? They must have wondered. But tax collectors are bad guys. God doesn't listen to them. Who does he think he is anyway? And then Jesus gives them this classic statement, everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. An extraordinary statement. Isn't it amazing how with so much theology here, Jesus turns it upside down? Many, I guess, walked away thinking, what was that all about? Well, it's all about relationship versus religion. You see, the Pharisee was religious, and most people, including many in that audience, would have thought that this was a good thing. But Jesus was being critical here. He called the Pharisees hypocrites, and in Matthew 23, called them blind guides. And another time he called them whitewashed tombs or snakes and broods of vipers. I mean, these are strong words. Jesus didn't mince words when it came to religion. The Pharisee's prayer consisted of comparison and conceit, whereas the tax collector was based on grace. So no wonder it was the Apostle Paul who said, it is by grace that you've been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. That's Ephesians 2, verse 8 and 9. So you don't have to earn God's love. Both of these men in the temple had the opportunity to approach the God of the universe. Unfortunately, the Pharisee found that religion was easier. Are you trusting in rules, or do you understand that relationship with Jesus is the thing that matters? Well, dear Lord, we know that it's important to be humble and to understand you. May we want to learn that today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.